Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is With Murf. Today on the show we have new music from Lauren Weintraub, Amy Jo, and L. Mears, as well as a very special guest co-host that I'll be bringing on here shortly. But before all that happens, let's take you back to last week and see where we left things off. At number three last week was Justine Blazer's new one, Just Saying. The number two slot last week belonged to Bailey James with her brand new one, Swore I Was Over It. And the number one spot last week was Macy Dot with her a single, Hot Mess. So, with that being said, I think she's on the line. So let's go ahead and welcome today's guest host and one of my absolute dearest friends, Miss Amy Jo Potter. Hey, Amy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear you.
Absolutely. We have not done one of these things in what seems like years, you know?
I think it's been a couple years now since we've done this.
Yeah. Now, we talk pretty regular on social media. We'll message back and forth. But as far as actually physically talking, it's been probably 2 or 3 years, like you said. So
yeah, definitely.
I'm glad you could I'm glad you could get a stop by and do this with me today.
Oh, me too. I'm glad that you asked me. Yeah, it's good to catch up and actually have a voice to the chat.
Right, exactly. And we kind of did this thing sort of a short notice. I messaged you this morning and I asked, and so.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you got to rearrange a schedule for the MRF. I mean.
Well, I'm not that important, but, you know. So, are you ready to kick off today's show?
Absolutely. I'm excited to hear some of these songs.
All right. Well, you're in for a surprise because your new single, Mississippi Flood, is kicking off the show today at number three.
Oh, what? Wow.
So,
awesome. Thanks.
So, before we get into it, talk a little bit about the song. Was it a co-write? Was it a solo write? Or how did that happen?
Actually, okay. So anybody that knows me, I like to say, you know that I like to write. I love to write. I like to write my own stuff. But this time, my producer actually recommended this song, and it was written by three different people that had sent it his way, and he thought that it would be a good fit for my project and the direction that I'm going with, you know, musically. And so I'm like, you know what, I think that we're gonna go ahead and cut one. It's the first time I've cut a song that's not my own, so. But yeah, it was produced well. It's really fun. It's pretty relatable. So I was really excited to be able to do this one. So
awesome. So let's let's go ahead and play it here at number three is my guest co-host and very dear friend, Amy Jo with Mississippi Flood on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
It's always really surreal. Like whenever you hear yourself, I know, like hearing, anytime you hear yourself, you're like, wait, what? So I think that eventually you probably get used to it, but, it still is like, hey, wait, that's me singing. Like whenever I talk about it, like we'll talk about, you know, I'll talk to my husband about like music video ideas and things like that. And I was talking to him a few days ago, and I was like, kind of, we were tossing around ideas, and I was like, when she says, I was referring to myself singing the song, but when she says, I'm like, wait, no, I'm singing that.
That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of some new things going on in your life. You recently got married.
Yeah, I got married in October. So
nice.
Been a lot going on in my neck of the woods. We got moved across the country. Got married.
Moved a time or two.
Yeah, moved a couple times. Well, just once since the last time we talked. I moved, I think, but.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were living somewhere and then you moved down south, so.
Yeah, Austin.
Yeah, exactly. So a bunch of things are happening for you at the moment. I know you said you're working on a new project. Any idea of when it's going to be released?
Well, we actually have a couple things lined up waiting at the gate to be released. I'm still working on some stuff for this song. We're going to do, you know, a lyric video and then probably a video at some point for this song while we're running with it. But I actually have two more songs that will be released this year is the point. So. So, yeah,
I cannot wait for that.
We'll wait to throw out a summer song. So I'll give you that hint. But
you know, and this song that we just played, I absolutely love it. It is so great.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's kind of just a feel good. I don't know. It's got a good beat to it, at least.
I love it. I love the kind of dark vibe of it. I love it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of somewhat of the direction that I've started going. I had done a lot of writing and started co-writing, and I started going more of a red dirt, southern rock kind of a mix kind
right.
of way. And so this song is how I'm starting to spin that off. I'm going to end the year with probably my heavier song release. but you've probably heard that song before. I can't let too much out of the bag. But yeah, there's a little bit of a darker vibe to some of it. But the next song, I'll say the next song that we're doing is really light and laid back. And it's a summer-filled song. I'll tell you that much.
I can't wait for it. Like I said, I cannot wait. So... Are you ready? Are you ready for more music?
Yeah, let's hear the second. Let's hear the second one.
Okay, hold on. Coming in this week at number two is another good friend of mine. This is the brand new one from L. Mirrors. This is called "What If I." Coming in this week at number two on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
I wonder what if I had gone to California, 17 with nothing but a car and a thing for 70s and palm trees. Would I have made it by now? Would I be playing to a crowd the most of us only play to in our dreams? I wonder what if I had gone to New York City, paper walls on 41st and a 5-floor walk up red like crazy. Would anybody know my name? Would I be on right into meant to be? What if I never?
And at number two this week, that was Elle Mirrors with her brand new single, What If I. What'd you think of that one, Amy?
Gosh, I love it. Her voice is really pretty. The song is really, you know, smooth, feel-good kind of song. Yeah, she's a cutie anyway. Both these ladies that you're playing today, they're adorable.
And
so I think that
here's the thing about Elle.
And they're good people.
They really are. Here's the thing about Elle. I don't know if she does it anymore, but she used to be trained in jiu-jitsu. So she can kick your butt if you make her mad.
That's always a good attribute to have.
True.
Heck yeah.
And she's also a bodybuilder. So.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, these are gals that I would like to connect with.
Oh yeah, and while we haven't had Elle yet here on the show for an interview, I'd absolutely love to have her and set that up, you know, because I've known Elle for probably about as long as I've known you, which is many, many years.
Yeah, several years now.
It seems like, it literally seems like my entire life. I'm not even going to lie to you.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of grueling having to be my friend. No, I'm just kidding. No, we've been good
Fair
friends.
Enough.
It does feel like a long time. It does feel like a long time. But
true.
That's too funny.
But I did want to ask you, I know we talked about music, I know we talked about stuff that's going on, some good stuff that's going on for you personally. I did want to talk about touring a little bit. Now, I know obviously with this whole virus pandemic, touring is basically out of the question at this point. But when everything settles down, are you going to tour with this new music?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I feel like being able to work with people the likes of you and people in the radio industry and, you know, obviously online, being able to still connect with people and put things out there and still, you know, get music heard and share different songs with each other. I feel like that's healing in itself because, you know, music is the universal language.
Right.
But I would love to be back to doing a lot more live shows and in-person interviews and just, you know, meeting people. And that's honestly is one of the biggest parts of, just like you've always said, you know, you love what you do because of the people that you get to interact with and, and get to know and work with. And I feel like exactly what you said, curing music is definitely one way that I feel like we can uplift each other and help things to heal and feel normal. So most definitely I'm working on getting back to that. And speaking of healing, I think you knew, I've been working on healing myself. My vocal cords have been kind of jacked up for a while. And I've gotten kind of quiet as far as performances and stuff go. And so having, you know, new songs to come out and be able to do the radio promotion and things, I've been working on just healing myself so that I can be able to go out and do that and share and and help uplift other people. So
I don't know if you heard Eric Church's quote, but he said about the virus and the vaccine, he says, quote, "I would take the vaccine in my eyeball if it meant stepping on a guitar and getting back out on the road. I'd take it in my eyeball."
Right. I would take a virus in my – or the vaccine in my eyeball. Yeah, I haven't heard him say that, but I can picture him saying that.
Only Eric Church would say something like that. Only Chief would say something like that.
I definitely could picture the Chief. Yeah, well, I mean, when it makes you feel almost not human when you can't do what you're used to doing, you know, without being able to sing.
Right,
like,
exactly.
I felt like, oh, yeah. So I totally understand.
Oh, I definitely understand that. Are you ready for the number one song this week?
Oh, gosh, let's hear it.
Okay. Before we get to the number one song, there's apparently a new craze going on with a TikTok. Now, I don't understand TikTok. I don't get it. But
I'm with you.
But the kids these days are apparently all over it.
Everywhere.
And this song was actually released via TikTok. And listen to this, Amy. Because of TikTok, it got played on SiriusXM on the Horizon with Buzz Brainard. It got played on local FM radio in Lauren's hometown, and it's just absolutely blown up. So
I actually downloaded the TikTok app.
Maybe we need to get on that TikTok, but for me it would be a way too many social media accounts to manage.
I'm with you. It's intimidating.
I've already got Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So for me having another one. Well, I had Snapchat, but I said nope. This is way too much for me. So
I'm with you.
So I quit Snapchat. So I think I'll stick to those three for now. But anyway, this is Lauren Weintraub coming in this week at number one with her brand new single called She's Mine on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Her body, I hate that I think about it constantly. Sitting and analyze every photo. She's got a single flaw, it don't show. She's perfect, I guess that's why it makes me nervous. She's gonna get your happy ending, and I'm left with all of these questions. Is a kiss one you could stop time with? Just know it's meant to be magic. Did she make you forget you ever missed me? In the dark,
With her brand new single, She's Mine. And I think I might be wrong on this, Amy, but I think she wrote, recorded, and put that song out in all of a matter of about 2 days, I think it was.
Oh, wow. Well, congrats to Lauren. She's got a lot of talent. She's got a good voice. I was going to say, I really like the lyrics. I was really paying attention to the way she put the song together. So, yeah, it was a really nice song.
And I'm a big, big lyric fan. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm a sucker for a good lyric. So,
me
so that
too.
Song is just wow.
Yeah, I really liked, there was a couple of lines in there that I really liked. And I just totally blanked out.
Yeah.
I was actually going to mention which line. I was like, oh, wow, that really caught my attention. look at me, squirrel.
I can just imagine the grind that must have been. Wrote, recorded, and put out in like 48 hours.
That's
I can
awesome.
Just imagine that grind, you know.
Yeah. Man, I wish I could get to a good studio mic within that amount of time. That's goals right there.
what did you think of the show today overall?
That's great. I think that the gals that you chose, I love the songs and they're very talented. And of course, I love being able to chat with you. You're like a little ball of sunshine and happy and long distance hugs and talking to Cody.
And long distance high five.
Long distance high five.
Seriously though, thank you for doing this on incredibly short notice. it's always great to catch up with you. Whether it's on here or social media or whatever, I always love the chance to get to know what's happening in your world.
Well, thanks for asking me. Anytime, like I like to catch up with you and hear about everything you got going on too, and all the cool people that come on your show, and all the awards that you used to go to, and all those things. So you know. That's always
God,
exciting.
I miss award shows. I'm not even going to lie.
I know,
I miss
right?
award shows. bad. I miss those things.
Someday. Someday.
And
it's happening.
I just miss Nashville. That's the only thing I miss right now is just Nashville.
Definitely. I understand that completely. But, hey, we'll get there. We're all in it. We're all in it. And, you know, things are slowly coming around
right.
And making changes. And,
I joked with a few people earlier. I've joked with a few people in the past. I go, when they give us the all clear to finally go places or whatever, you know, they will have to physically drag me out of Nashville. I'm not even kidding.
You little club hopper, you. No, I love that's my favorite city. I mean, no offense to Austin or anything, but I'm not even a
right.
city person, and I love Nashville. So.
Oh, by far. I mean.
How would we know?
And so much has happened in Nashville over the past year. I mean, the tornadoes, the Christmas Day explosion. I mean, so much has happened for that city. That was absolutely nuts. I mean, an artist friend of mine actually lived about half a mile from that explosion.
Oh my gosh.
And
this kind of thing.
And needless to say, I was on social media pretty much all day that day. After doing the whole.
I think you'd even told me about it.
Family
before
thing
I
that morning, you know. I was on social media pretty much all day that day, checking on friends and stuff like that, and also when the tornadoes came through last May. The last
mm-hmm.
March or whenever that was. And took down the basement. There in town. And I was on social media pretty much all day that day. Checking on friends and family and stuff, you know. So
definitely. Yeah, but you know what? Nashville's strong, right? I mean, after the whole
true.
I mean, it kind of took out the whole live performance thing. That's what Nashville lives on. That's what you thrive
oh, yeah.
on.
And,
but it's coming back, and everybody is stuck through it. And so,
yep, absolutely.
Nashville's strong for sure.
And something struck me when I posted about the tornadoes on Facebook. I posted about it, and something struck me. A friend of mine commented, Murph, this is your town too. You're here pretty much all the time. So Nashville is your town too. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh yeah, definitely. I know that's like the biggest thing that you look forward to is going there. So, and I'm
absolutely.
I'm with you.
And the last time I was there was actually this past June. I got to meet the one and only Mr. Garth Brooks.
That's right. You got to meet him. I forgot about that. How was that? That was
yeah,
that been cool, huh?
This is a funny story. I was on social media, scrolling through Instagram, and I followed the listening room on Instagram, and they posted something about Garth Brooks, Runaway June, and a couple other people playing, and it was going to be aired on TV locally there in Nashville, and of course Runaway June couldn't make it. They had a prior commitment, but Garth was going to be there, and I noticed it was on my aunt's birthday.
Oh.
And my aunt lives in Nashville, so I called her up. I'm like, hey, Garth Brooks is playing the listening room on your birthday.
Which is a great
and
place.
And I can get his ticket. Do you want to go? So she's like, absolutely. And the first thing that struck me was Garth Brooks playing a small venue like a listening room. That never happens
right.
anymore.
Right. I know. That's
you
what
know?
I was thinking.
That literally never happens. So we get there. The show is great. I mean, I mean, Garth blows the roof off the place, but normal.
Oh, yeah.
So, at the very end of the show, I'm sitting there talking to my aunt and my uncle. It was me, my parents, my aunt and my uncle. So I'm sitting there talking to my aunt and uncle and my dad, and mom comes up to me. She goes, "Come on, follow me." I'm like, "Where are you going?" So somehow or other, she had talked her way backstage, talked to Garth, and Garth was like, "Yeah, bring him on back." So I'm like, "Huh?" so we get backstage, and it is absolute madness back there. I mean, it's absolute chaos.
I can
only
imagine.
Doug comes up to me. I shake his hand, whatever, you know. And we start talking, and I tell him about what I do with podcasts, and he goes, "Good. We need more people like you out there supporting independent artists." I'm telling you,
that's right.
I could have died right there on the spot.
Yeah.
I could have died right there on the spot. I'm like,
yeah, that's.
I'm thinking.
It's true.
That's like God coming down and saying, "Son, you're doing something right." You know.
Right.
And God says that
little bit of that confirmation, you know, hey, you know what, you're doing the right
thing.
Just keep on. So yeah, it takes that.
And
it does take that sometimes.
And we talked about, of course, it was a quick, maybe a 10-minute conversation, but we talked about his influences, 90s country, and people that, in his words, kicked the door down for me.
The trail, right?
Yeah. And
that's
awesome. And I came out of that place and I was shaking. I was like, did that just actually happen? What? Did that just happen?
Well, it's a good thing your aunt said, "Come on, huh?"
Absolutely.
That's
and,
awesome.
And I still don't know how she talked her way backstage. I still have no idea.
Oh, behold, the power of persuasion. Well, and that's one other thing that I love about the music industry, and not even persuasion, just, you know, but especially country music. Let me correct that. People are real, you know, like he would have been like, "Hey, yeah, come on, come and talk to me," and gave you that 2 minutes when he probably only had 30 seconds, you know.
Right.
So it's really cool just to be able to
remember another
people
time,
like that.
I remember another time when I was spending my birthday in Nashville a couple of years ago, and me and Michael Morgan, we're pretty close. So I tweeted him and asked him for a birthday shout out.
Yeah,
he
seems like
so
a cool
far,
guy.
He goes so far as to get me tickets and backstage passes to his opera show that night.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Oh, yeah, I remember you going to that, right? That's
so
cool.
This was like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, something like that, and I'm sitting there backstage, and I'm like, and I tell you what, every single person at the Opry is absolutely first class. I mean, they are from the staff to the artists to the janitors. I mean, they are just absolutely
right?
First class people.
I can't wait to go meet them all someday.
Oh, you'll goal. Get there. I guarantee you'll absolutely get there. I guarantee it.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. Prayerfully so. But I'm sure that was been fun.
Well,
going and.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I got to meet Of course, I hung out a little bit with William Michael Morgan prior to his performance. I met this band Delta Ray. I met them. I saw Ricky Skaggs from a distance. I didn't get to say anything to him, but I saw him from a distance. I saw Lucy Silvas and a couple other people. So it was a pretty neat experience. And every staff member that I passed, they were like, "Happy birthday, Cody. Happy birthday. You having fun?" I'm like, "This is absolute." I'm like, "This is absolute VIP treatment here." Just what?
Like, what is life right now? Like, y'all are telling me happy birthday and I'm offering. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
it's
you've
like,
got to work with some
like,
really cool people. And
how can I get here right now?
Yeah. Yeah, you're definitely in the right place to meet some of the coolest folks, and you know, and as people are up and coming too. I mean, you've had a lot of people come on your show before they, you know, like, okay, so and so's now number one on whatever, or you know, I'm like, they were on my show last year.
And I think something else too. Tennille Arts, who is just such an absolute sweetheart.
I've seen her live at Ashley McBride's show.
I'm so proud of her. Her single is currently top 15 at country radio, and her video is like number 14 on CMT top 20 countdown right now.
Oh yeah, she's a sweet girl. She really is, and she's worked really hard.
And the recent CMT Next Woman in Country list that came out, a couple of them were actually on the show before.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, you'll message me like, "Hey, so-and-so is coming on the show." I'm like, "Wait, I've heard of that person." And then, like, you know, come out a year, 6 months later, and you're like, "Oh, my gosh, I'm so proud of my friend." I'm like, "Cody, who do you not know?" And you knew them birds is what it feels like. You really do get a lot of people like that come through and have been on your show, and then it's like you get to see their success later, and I'm sure that has to be a cool feeling.
It is such a surreal feeling. Oh, my gosh. Every time Tennille's video on TMT, and it's in regular rotation now, but every time Tennille's video comes on CMT, I'm like, that is such a surreal feeling seeing that right now. To know that I spoke to her on the show, and like you said, 2 years later or whatever, a year later, she's on CMT, I'm like, I'm going to go cry now.
Yeah, and it's crazy because like I always say, And somebody had mentioned in one of my last videos that there was a gal that wrote a song about being 12 years into a 10-year town. And, you know, people think, oh, they just came out of nowhere and all of a sudden, you know, they just became an overnight success and they're just instant famous. I'm like, they've probably been working at it for the past 15 years. So,
there's
literally
no such thing as overnight success in the music industry.
Exactly. You just haven't ever heard of them before.
There's literally no such thing as overnight success. And if somebody tells you that, they're lying to you.
So it's been really cool. I've loved following your show. I love following shows like just like yours, you know, and hearing the songs that don't get always played on mainstream radio, or, you know, that you kind of weed through and pick through first, and then you get to know those people, and then you follow their music journey, regardless of whether they become mainstream or not, being able to see their success. It's always really cool.
And I tell you something else, too. Probably 80% of the music on my phone is not mainstream. It's all independent artists.
Right. Yeah, I've got to love that. I love indie artists. I love new music and finding, you know, that unique, different sound. Like, I feel like
I've
a lot of
stuff
times
for you that I'm gonna,
uniqueness gets lost.
I'm gonna message you some brand new tunes that I found. I've got some stuff for you, girl.
Hey, yeah, you've done that for me before. Send it all over, if you would. We love, my husband, he loves to find new people, too. We like to sit and find different artists. I'm like, what do you think about this? So I would appreciate it. Yeah, I definitely
girl,
like
I've got
to
some
check
stuff
it out.
For you. Girl, I've got some stuff for you.
Heck yeah. Send it over.
Absolutely. Well, this has been so much fun getting to talk to you. I could do this for hours. I'm not even going to lie.
For sure. But, you know, we'll be in touch anyway. Here and there.
Absolutely.
Just have to check in with each other.
Absolutely. I think I'm going to let you go because frankly, Murph is getting hungry. So I'm going to give you
hey, me too. I got chocolate cookies calling my name.
I hate you right now. I'm kidding.
But thanks for having me on. It's been great. It's been good to hear the tunes too. So I
absolutely.
Always appreciate it.
Oh yeah, and I'll definitely be talking to you later. Okay.
For sure. Keep on keeping on.
All right. I'll see you, girl.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. It ran a little bit longer than I was expecting, but that's okay. When you get two friends together, there's no telling what can happen. Anyway, next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome the super talented Brooklyn to the show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here because like I said earlier, your boy is hungry, so I'm going to go grab me something to eat, but hey, you've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Put Days with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.